This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Is TikTok really going away on Sunday for all Americans? Dr. Belina D'Abreu is an author, global media literacy educator, and president of the International Council for Media Literacy.
Wow.
Is this it? Is this the end of viral dances and TikTok recipes?
No, I don't think so. I think what we're going to see is that it's going to shift and change, even if the Supreme Court makes a decision that says, you know, we're going to close it down forever. It's going to take quite a while before it all processes through. Just like anything else, it's an app. So when an app gets updates, we won't get them any longer. And eventually, I think it'll just change, and it'll change the way in which people use it.
Oh, wait a minute, doctor. You mean that somebody isn't walking over immediately flipping a switch or hitting some sort of radio blocker for all our phones here in America and we won't be able to get these things?
Not in the United States, as far as I know.
Okay.
That's not the plan, at least. And who knows, between now and this decision making, there are people who are interested in purchasing TikTok in the U.S. Mr. Wonderful, in fact, from Shark Tank, he's very interested in it. So who knows the direction it'll go if it does get picked up by someone who wants to buy it.
Yeah, the Chinese have made it very clear that they have no intention of selling it, which I know is one of the conditions that Americans gave China. Was like, if you get somebody else to sell it and it becomes American-owned, then it's a different story.
Yeah, but that's like negotiation tactics right there.
Well, last time President Trump was president, he tried to get it banned and it didn't work. And now he says that he's going to do everything to save it. Is that a real thing?
I think there's certainly security concerns, but we have privacy issues with other things in our own country that we don't address. We can't get laws passed just to control the things that happen here. So I think eventually what will happen is that we'll have TikTok, but it'll be a version that may be a little bit different. I don't think that it's going to evolve into something that we won't ever see again.
The fact is that even if there was an off switch and it turned off tomorrow, it really affects nothing. There's, as you said, many other platforms, many other information gathering systems, right? Like, are these guys just the best at it, and that's why we're looking at it?
I think they're really good at it, 100%. But like you said, there's other variations of this in other programs. The problem is, I think there's this worry about kids in these places. There's these worries about how information is getting out through here. There's a disinformation piece, which people are really concerned about. And we do need to legitimately look at all of those things. But in terms of the actual app itself, how it's going to function, it may evolve, but it's going to have to require that people really want to see changes within the app itself. And I think that's the harder part, is that people say, yes, we really want change, and then nothing happens. you know, and hey, influencers still want to influence. And it's been a really interesting tool for them. And it's gotten a lot of attention, and they've been able to circulate products and ideas and all sorts of things along with that. That's not something that I think people want to see go away necessarily.
One last question. Would you care if tomorrow was your last day using TikTok?
Not really.
Yeah.
But
me neither.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I like everybody else. If I see something, sure, it's interesting, but it doesn't affect my life in that way. I get information from a variety of sources, and I certainly don't look at it as my be-all, end-all, too. However, I'm not someone who's under 30 years old or 25 or a 16-year-old who's, you know, putting out their little dance videos hoping that someone is going to look for them and gain fame. Will it affect their lives? They'll find other ways of getting information out there, because they always have.
You know what? Yeah, right. It's not putting $1 million in your bank account, but you do like cat videos. Mm-hmm. So do I.
Right.
They're very funny.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. That was really great.
No problem. Thank you.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.